And we're back here at the Gibson Arena on the campus of Missouri S&T. And Rolla, Missouri, getting ready for our state sectional game. Winner moves on, loser goes home. That's where we're at in the state tournament. We've got the announcement of the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First up for Steelville, a 6-foot sophomore, a 6'2 junior, Wyatt Harris, wearing number 15. Gage Kent for the Bayer Bobcats, the 6-foot senior. And now number 22, that is Connor Diaz, a 5'8 junior for the Steelville Cardinals. And Aiden Burns, number 12, the 6'4 sophomore for the Bayer Bobcats. All right, Tom. Up next will be number 22, number 24, Landon Mabe, a 6'1 junior, and one of the captains for the Steelville Cardinals. And Jordan Andrews, the all-stater from Thayer, the 6'1 senior. Up next will be number 32, John Bryce, the 6'2 junior for the Steelville Cardinals. And up next for the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be Lane Grimes, the 6'1 senior from Thayer High School. And the final starter, Carson Mullen, a 6'3 sophomore for Steelville. And Keaton Nicholson, the 6'5 senior for the Thayer Bobcats. Our tip-off is coming up soon. Our game tonight brought to you by all your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring at Alton, the Kitty Crowd Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. And the Steelville first team to take the court here. And Thayer Bobcats getting a little last word of encouragement from Coach Matt Pitts over on the sideline. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your pizza and halftime report. And stay tuned after the game for the Community First Banking Company postgame report, including the play of the game, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Keaton Nicholson steps into the center circle. He'll jump it up against number 40, Carson Mullen, a 6'3 sophomore. Here we go. The officials say we're ready to go. Tip is up and controlled by the Steelville Cardinals. Number 22, Diaz, brings in the front court. He's on the right side for Mabe. Mabe will back it out front. Steelville will swing it around the perimeter. They are running that 1-3-1 zone. Here's Steelville going to the rack. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Fitz has got it, and finally it's going to get tied up. Gage went down to the floor after the loose ball and gets tied up, and possession will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. So Steelville, they went right to the basket, and they're going to come full-court pressure here in the man-to-man. Looks like they're going to match up and play man-to-man defense. Bobcats with the basketball. Gage Fitz to bring it across the timeline, hand it to Andrews. Andrews outside now to Nicholson. Nicholson will hand it right back to Andrews, who curls around to the top of the key. Jordan going hard to the bucket, pulls up the fadeaway jumper from 15. He nailed it. Jordan Andrews puts the Thayer Bobcats up early, 2-0. We're less than a minute into the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the early lead. Steelville has had one shot. It was an air ball. They've got it down the court now for Bryce. Bryce feeds it outside to Diaz and around the horn to Mabe. Mabe will hold it out top. Thayer back in the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Here is Bryce with again on the right side wing. Back out on top to Diaz. Diaz hands it to Mabe, and he'll just hold it out there. Now swings at number 15. That is Harris for the first time. Gives it back out to Diaz. Diaz over to Bryce. Bryce to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Bobcats 1-1. Andrews up the middle of the floor on the break. Steelville got back defensively. Ball goes down the corner to Grimes. Grimes got off the gate. Fitz will running one handed. He nailed it. Gage Fitz put the Thayer Bobcats up early. 4-0. 6:33 to go in the first quarter. Steelville coming the other way with the basketball. Diaz, top of the key, swings it left side for Landon Mabe, a 6'1 junior. Goes down to the baseline on the dribble drive, feeds it all inside the paint. Shot is up, good for Wyatt Harris, the 6'2 junior. Puts Steelville on the board, cuts the Thayer Bobcat lead in half. We're just underway here at the Gibson Arena, Missouri S&T and Rolla. State sectional, Thayer Bobcat with the ball. Got it to Burns. Burns going down the right side of the lane. He'll shoot out the window and score. Thayer Bobcat, three possessions and three buckets by three different players. It's 6-2. Thayer with the lead. Steelville bringing it around the horn again. Got the Mabe on the left side. Lobs it down inside for Bryce. Bryce up with a shot. And it's good. That was Bryce, number 32. Got it in the paint. Well, these teams not wasting any time. We got a good one going here, folks. Here's Thayer with the ball again. Got it to Burns down the left corner. Fakes right. Moves down the fake line all the way to bucket and scores. Aiden Burns with a layup. He's got four early, and Thayer leads it now 8-4. Steelville coming the other way. Got the ball to Mabes on the right side wing. Swings it out top for Harris. Harris bounces it one time. Gives it now on the left side wing. Back over to Bryce. Bryce back out to Diaz on top. Back to Bryce in the corner. Pulls up with a three-point shot. It's good! And see, that was number 15. That was Harris who hits the three. That makes it a 8-7 ball game. Fair up by one. That's the word that we got was Steelville can just flat out shoot the basketball from the perimeter. And that time, Harris, no problem knocking that one down. Here's Thayer coming the other way, going to the rack. And we're going to get an offensive foul called on Jordan Andrews. Andrews with a penetration move up the right side. He's going to be called for the offensive foul. That'll be the first on Andrews. First foul called in the game. Comes with 4:52 to go here in the first quarter. So Steelville coming the other way with the basketball. A chance to take the lead here if they score. They swing it left side for Bryce. Bryce out on the wing. Puts it back out on top for Harris. Harris hands it off to Mabe. Mabe steps away from the defense. Burns out there all over. Finally got rid of it to Bryce. Bryce back out top to Diaz. Bryce moving it down to the baseline. Pulls up for a shot. Oh, had to pass it off. Feeds it out front for Diaz. Diaz has it stolen by Andrews. Andrews off on the break. Crosses midcourt. They try and double-team him. He just dribbles away for it. Swings around to Grimes for three. Off the rim. No good. The rebound is off the hands of Keaton Nicholson. No good. And here's good news for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts, after being out for 3 weeks with a severely sprained ankle, the senior has stepped on the court tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. So Landry Pitts back on the floor for Thayer. Steelville with the ball down by one. Left side is Mabe. Mabe goes down to the baseline, trying to wrap around pass. Completely, it's a Mullen hit. It's stolen by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Good play there by Gage Pitts. Thayer coming the other way with a one-point lead. Andrews going down the right side. Wild shot. A lot of contact. No foul call. And here comes Steelville with the basketball. Got it to Mabe. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound off to Harris. Harris dumped it to Mabe. Going down the middle of the lane. And he scores. Landon Mabe. And Steelville goes on top. 9-8. Steelville on a 7-0 run right here. A 7-0 run for Steelville. Fair Bobcats. Looking to attack the basket again. Burns has got it outside to Landry Pitts. He'll hand it off to Andrews. Andrews looking to make the move. He pulls up in the lane at the elbow. Shoots, and it's good. Jordan Andrews with his second bucket of the night. Thayer back on top, 10-9. Steelville already down the floor. These two teams play a very similar type game offensively. They want to get it and go, get it and go. They've got the Mabe on the right side wing. Kicks it out front to Harris. Harris goes to the free throw line with a pass. Pull-up jumper is up off the back iron. No good. The rebound taken by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats again. They're looking to add to the one-point lead. Andrew Pitts with the ball. Swings it out front to Andrews. Around two, Burns on the left side wing. He'll kick it back out on top to Andrews.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back at the timeout. We apologize for that. And Steelville hit a three while we were gone. It was number 32 that hit the three. And that was Bryce. And then Thayer on the other end got a three-point try by Andrews. It was no good. And a rebound taken by Steelville. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Cardinals lead Thayer by 2, 12-10. Steelville working around the perimeter. They're going to go with an alley-oop inside. He catches. No good. They couldn't complete it to Bryce. And the Thayer Bobcats got the rebound. Oh, and Andrews has his pocket picked in the backcourt. Shot is up by Mabes. No good. And Andrews gets, Burns gets the rebound. Burns over to a Gage pitch for three. That one rattles off the rim. Landry pitch for the rebound. Puts it back up and in. And we're tied at 12 with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Steelville with it. Out on top. Feeds the ball to Diaz. Diaz swings it over to Mabes. Down to a minute 26 to go in the quarter. Both teams playing hard here in the state section. Steelville with it. Got it down in the low blocks for Bryce. Got it back out front. to Diaz. Diaz gives it in the corner. Back to Bryce. Now to Mabe. Back out on top to Bryce. Takes the three. Moves to the elbow. Dean gets the shot. Feeds it to Mabe. Mabe with a shot up and no good. Burns down the rebound. He gets over to Gage Pitts. So they about to run on the floor. Long pass up to Landry Pitts. Going to the basket. Gets fouled on the drive. He'll go wide and shoot two. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats steal Mill Carter. Tied at 2, or tied at 12 here at the Gibson Arena. And going to line to shoot 2, Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. That was on number 32, John Bryce. The 6'2 junior picks up his first. And first free throw is up. Oh, bounces off the back rim. No good for Landry Pitts. Landry looking to get on the board. Gage Pitts with 2. Landry Pitts with 2. Got to get on the board again, I should say. Looking for his third point, and it's good. Landry Pitts hits one of the free throws. Thayer now leads it 13-12. And Landry Pitts, no, it's going to be Keaton Nicholson coming off the floor. Lane Grimes checking back in for Thayer with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Steelville coming the other way, taking their time. Number 32, John Bryce, 6'2 junior, brings up out of the backcourt. Leads it over to Mabe. Mabe just holds it on the left side wing. That goes to Killeen, who has just stepped in for Steelville. Kyle Killeen, a 5'8 junior. It's all over to Mabe. Mabe out top. Backs away from the defense of Burns. Bounces one now to Killeen. Back to Mabe. Mabe steps through the lane. There's a travel. Yeah. They're going to wave off the basket. Mabe traveled. Took about 4 steps. Took off at the elbow and ended up putting the shot up on the other side of the lane under the bucket. That was an obvious call there. And here comes the Thayer Bobcats leading by 1 with 25 seconds to go as Andrews gets it across the timeline. Jordan leads outside to Gage Pitts. They're going to hold here for the final shot of the first period. Gage Pitts out front. Leads it over to Burns on the right side. Burns angles against the man-to-man. Just kind of holding it out there. Down to 8 seconds to go. Now Burns takes it down to Gage Pitts. Long 3-point shot. It's good. Gage Pitts nailed the 3. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 16-12. Thayer Bobcats lead Steelville in the state sectionals. We'll be back to Gibson Arena at Rolla in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Hello, back here at the Gibson Arena in Rolla, Missouri. Missouri S&T, the campus of Missouri S&T College, formerly University of Missouri at Rolla. And the Steelville Cardinals will have the basketball. We open up play here in the second quarter. They inbound it. Got it out front for Harris. Harris, now the wild pass going down low again for Bryce. He goes up and catches it. Under the rim, lays it back up and in. This kid's a player. A 6'3 junior, John Bryce. That was 7 points. 7 of the 14 for Steelville. Thayer Bobcats with it on the other end. Elaine Grimes. He's out to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson over to Andrews. Andrews fakes the 3. Now weaves his way into the lane. Pulls up jumper. That's off the back rim. No good. Rebound. Keaton Nicholson had it. And we're going to get a foul called. Going to be on Steelville. Number 40 going to be called for the foul. Carson Mullen. Keaton Nicholson eventually had that offensive rebound. Mullen knocked it away from him. And it whistled for the foul. 7:25 to go in the first half. Thayer with the 2-point lead in the ball. Burns off the inbound. Moves off the screen at the top of the key. Couldn't get open for a shot. Now gives it back over to Andrews. Thayer will take it to the right side. It's Burns, Andrews, Nicholson, Grimes, and Pitts. Gage Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Back to the starters on the floor right now. You can hear Coach Matt Pitts in the background shouting instructions to his team. Got the ball over to Burns on the left side. Holds it out about 30 feet from the basket. Feeds it right side to Andrews. Long 3-point shot is up and no good. and rebound taken by Steelville. Mabe right up the middle of the floor. Landon Mabe, he is a 6'1 junior. Got the ball on the left side for Bryce. Bryce trying to drive the baseline, has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcat defense. So Steelville will inbound the ball down under the bucket. And they do. They get it in for number 22. That is Diaz. Diaz feeding across court. Ball goes out of bounds. There was nobody there. He thought Mullen was going to be there. Mullen went the other way. So Bears got it back with 6:42 to go in the half with a two-point lead, 16-14. And Steelville wants a timeout. Bear Bobcats up two. We got a timeout on the floor with 6:42 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back here at the Gibson Arena. Minor pride all over the place here. Missouri S&T College, Thayer Bobcats out, coming out of the timeout with a two-point lead, 6:35 to go here in the first half. Thayer on the offensive end of the floor. Grimes feeds it on the right side to Burns. Burns with a left-hand dribble into the lane, gives it out to Grimes for three. Oh, that one's just off the rim. Rebound, pick. Now Keaton Nicholson with the offensive rebound, puts it back in. Fifth, Thayer Bobcats to score the game, and Thayer back out by four. Nicholson off the miss by Pitts. Pitts with a tip. And here's almost a steal by Andrews at midcourt. Mabe gets the ball down in the left side corner for Diaz. He'll bring it back out. Goes to the free throw line for Bryce. Bryce bounces it back to Diaz. Down the middle of the lane. The floater is blocked by Nicholson. Thayer coming the other way with a basketball. Andrews up the middle of the floor. Weaves his way to the free throw line. Gives it out to Grimes. And now Andrews. Andrews over to Gates. Pitts on the right side. Thayer running the alley-oop. Got it inside to Burns. Couldn't get a shot away. Puts it on the floor. Now fakes. Ducks under the defense. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. And rebound volleyed up and controlled by Steelville. Diaz. Connor Diaz has got it. Gives off to Mabe. Mabe stepping in the lane. Travel with the basketball again. Mabe getting a little bit out of control out there for Steelville. They about get to got the ball back with a four-point lead. 5:32 to go in this first half. Steelville coming a little bit of full-court man-to-man pressure. Doesn't bother the Bobcats much. Gage Pitt handles in the backcourt against Mabe. Brings up across the timeline. Swings it to the right side. Now left side to Burns. Burns off to Grimes. Grimes back to Andrews. Andrews moving off a screen out top. Feeds it in the corner to Gage. Pitch for three. Steps into one. No good. Rebound. Burns got it. Back outside for Andrews. Andrews and Thayer will reset the offense with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Andrews. They're going four low, letting Andrews make his magic. Got the ball down to Gage Pitts. Another three out of the corner. No good. And a good rebound there by Mullen for Steelville. And here's a long pass. Oh, almost stolen by Andrews. But he had a foot on the sideline. Andrews knew it as soon as he took off down the floor. And if he would not have stepped out of bounds, we would have had our first dunk of the night. He was already sizing it up. Steelville with a basketball. Diaz swings the left side to Mabe. Mabe. Working against Andrews. The Thayer still back in that 1-3-1 matchup. Ball goes outside now to Bryce. Bryce on the left side. He's it back to Mabe and on top to Harris. Harris in the right corner for Brown, who has just checked in. Brown feeds it back outside to Mabe. Moves through the free throw circle. Pulls up at the elbow. Shot is up. And good! Number 24. That is a landed Mabe, a 6-1 junior. Shot that one over the top of Keaton Nicholson. And Steelville back to within two. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. 4:18 to go. In the first half. Lane Grimes with it to Burns. Burns sees the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and an offensive foul. Going to be called on Aiden Burns and the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer's been called for two fouls in this first half. Both of them have been charges. And now Burns will come out of the game and Landon Pitts back in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Steelville with a chance to tie it here. Thayer Bobcats have only scored 2 points in the first 4 minutes of this second quarter. Steelville has scored four. Diaz with the ball now, gives it over to Bryce. Bryce working around the defense, going to the basket, throws one high off the window, and it's good. John Bryce with 9 points for Steelville. Thayer coming the other way, got it down to Landry Pitts. shot, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And Lane Grimes had it. What is that carry? Yep. Made carried the basketball going down the floor the other way. Grimes came out with that rebound, and it was falling down and just had to get rid of it. Steelville picked it up. And it'll be fair Bobcat ball as they travel going the other direction, actually with a carry ball. 3:46 to go in the first half. We're tied at 18. You wouldn't expect anything less than a state sectional game. Two really good teams going at it here. There, Bobcat's going to lob the ball to Keaton Nicholson at the high post. Goes down the right side of the lane. His shot is blocked. He gets the rebound back. Feeds it out to Grimes, top of the key. Now to Andrews. Andrews hangs in the air, shoots, gets fouled, and will go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 32, John Bryce. And that spells trouble for Steelville as their best player just picked up his second personal foul here in the first half. Only the third team foul called on Steelville. And Jordan Andrews at the free throw line shoots the first free throw. It is good. And puts Fair back on top, 19-18 with 3:28 to go. Andrews trying to make it a two-point game. That one bounces off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Mullen for Steelville. Long pass up the floor. Controlled by Mabe. Mabe is off to Diaz. Diaz working against Gage Pitts out on top. Fair looking like they're still in the zone, but they are really matching up way out on the floor. Here's a give over to Bryce for Steelville. Pulls up with a long shot. That is no good. Rebound run down the corner by Landry Pitts. Got it out to Andrews. Andrews on the fly. The one-on-three. Pull-up jumper. 12-footer no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Steelville ball. Off the hands of Keaton Nicholson trying to trail the play and come up with it. Couldn't quite hang on. So Fayette with a one-point lead here. 2:57 to go in the first half. Diaz bringing it up across the timeline and pass it on the left side. Now back over to the right side for Bryce. Bryce. Out front to Diaz, working against Gage Pitts. Hangs it on the right side to Mabe. Three-point shot. That one's way off the mark. And the rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson. Got it out to Gage Pitts. Gage pass up the floor. Stolen by Diaz. Diaz coming the other way. Trying to get to the rim. No, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be a push on Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Diving after the ball. Got it on the arm. Non-shooting foul, but it's just team foul number three on Thayer. And Steelville will inbound it down under the bucket. Bryce, the trigger man, lobs it up in the lane. Shot is up and no good by Mullen. Fayer's got the rebound. Here comes Andrews. Andrews to Lane Grimes. Wide to the bucket. Count out a foul. Lane Grimes going hard to the rack. He took a tumble. Teammates are helping him out. But Lane Grimes with his first bucket of the night. Beautiful feed from Andrews to Lane. He had the body control to get that thing off the window and put it in. And Lane will go to the line. First chance at the three-point play. 2:24 to go in the first half. They are up by three. Bobcats led by six early. Steelville just hanging in there and hanging around. Grimes at the line. Free throw is up and no good. The rebound taken by Steelville. Burns was going to go in for Grimes if he made the free throw. He didn't. Burns will go in on the next whistle. Steelville with it. 2:13 to go. Here's Mabe down the middle lane. Dumped it down to Mullen. Mullen up to the shot. That's a nice play. Mullen lays it in off the window, and it's back to a one-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 21-20. Here's Pitts, fakes the give in the middle, got the ball down inside, down to Keaton Nicholson, who lays it up. A behind-the-back pass by Gage Pitts, a wide-open Keaton Nicholson for the lay-in. And Thayer back up three with a minute 49 to go in the first half. Steelville working around the perimeter of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Diaz gives it to the high post to Price, trying to feed it down in the middle, the ball goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Mabe, and Steelville looks tired. Lane Grimes comes out of the game as Aiden Burns, the sophomore, checks back in for Thayer. Bobcats inbound the ball with a three-point lead, 23-20, minute 35 to go in the first half. Jordan Andrews working out on top. He's on the left side to Gage Pitts, going to the right, misses the shot. He got fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Thayer just continues to attack the basket. Foul is going to be on number 22. That is Connor Diaz. That'll be foul number one on Diaz. Team foul number five.
all-day buffet available now at the Pizzetta Fair every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inn up there, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
Well, we apologize for the interruption. Gage Pitts hit one of the two free throws, so Thayer up now by four, but on the other end, we get a foul call on Keaton Nicholson as Steelville continues to pound the ball inside. Toby Brown going to the free throw line to shoot two for Steelville, and that one is no good. The foul on Nicholson, by the way, his first of the game. Second free throw for Brown is good, and makes it a three-point game, 24-21 with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Will Thayer hold it for the final shot? We'll find out here. Burns has got it. Gives to Nicholson. Right back to Burns. Burns will back it back out front. Down to 1 minute to play. Burns feeds it cross court to Andrews. Andrews looking to shake and bake in the lane. Dumps it down to Nicholson. Nicholson misses the layup. Well, a lot of contact there. And Steelville controls the rebound off the miss by Nicholson. Cardinals with a chance to get back within one. They lob one down inside. Mullen shot is up. No good. Rebound Nicholson. Saves it from out of bounds. And got it to Landry's bench. That was absolutely a gorgeous play by Keaton Nicholson on that far sideline. Bobcats working it now. Down to 34 seconds to play in the first half. 24-21. Thayer up three. Trying to make it a five-point game and a half. Here's Andrews going in the lane. Kicks it outside. Oh, we're going to get a hell ball called. Andrews got tied up. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats with 27 seconds to go in the first half. Gage Pitts will trigger it into the right side of the glass. Lobs it into Nicholson out on top. Feeds to Landry Pitts. Landry over to Gage. Gage pulls up elbow, trying to dump it down inside, and he travels. Yes, he did. Gage Pitts travel with the basketball. So Steelville has got it back with a chance to get to within one, and they could tie it up here if somebody hits one from downtown. Steelville. Diaz brings it up into the front court with 15 seconds to play. Diaz holds it out front. They're going to hold it for the final shot. Got the ball to Mabe. Mabe working to the right side all the way down to the baseline. Travel again. Yes, he did. That's a third travel on Mabe tonight for Steelville. And Thayer will inbound it with 5.8 seconds to go in the first half. Landry Pitts will be the trigger man. Got it into Andrew. Andrew's racing up the floor. Gets it to the top of the key. Down to the baseline. Shot is up by Burns. Oh, just wouldn't go. Bounced on the rim twice and dumped off the inside. High score, 24-21. Thayer Bobcats leads Steelville by 3 at the half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon-Eye Jigs and Amiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
all-day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inn up there, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
And we're back here at the Gibson Arena on the campus of Missouri S&T University in Rolla, Missouri. And we've had a good first half of basketball here in the state sectional. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Steelville Cardinals, score 24-21. There's other basketball going on around the area tonight. The Alton Comets are playing over at the Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff, and that game can be heard at 100.9 The Train. That one probably just about at the half. Well, we'll try and get a score update on that one here in just a little bit. I did receive information earlier that the Ava Bears have been eliminated from their district tournament as the Ava Bears went down to defeat at the hands of Forsyth. And what appears to be a really good ball game. So the Ava Bears are out of the state tournament. All right, you're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Let's talk about this one. Thayer Bobcats with a 3-point lead at the half, 24-21 is your score. Bobcats are led by Gage Pitts, who has 6 points in the first half, 5 for Jordan Andrews, 4 for Keith Nicholson, 4 for Aiden Burns, 2 for Lane Grimes, and 3 for Landry Pitts. And good to see Landry back out on the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. For Steelville, it is John Bryce leading the way with 9 of their 21. 5 for Wyatt Harris, 4 for Landon Mabe, 1 for Tony Brown, and 2 for Carson Mullett. And we had heard that Steelville was going to come down. They were just going to shoot threes and shoot threes and shoot threes. Well, tonight, they have been lobbing the ball to the inside. It's been very successful. They've been able to get the ball in the paint and get some easy buckets down there. So I'm sure that Coach Fitz is talking about that in the locker room right now with the Thayer Bobcats. Got to keep them from getting the ball into the paint. And we look at the foul situation in this game. Neither team with anybody in a serious double. Thayer has nobody with more than one. Steelville has one player, John Bryce, with 2 fouls in the first half. All right, we're at halftime, 24-21. Thayer leads Steelville here in the state sectional. And again, the winner of this game will move on to the state quarterfinals Saturday night at Southwest Baptist University in Oliver, Missouri, and they will take on the winner of the Stafford game. All right, and the winner and Stafford and Ashgrove who are playing tonight, and we'll try and get a score on that one for you a little bit later on this evening as well. Good ball game there, though. Ashgrove 23-3, Stafford 20-8 on the year. All right, let's take another break and listen to the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back here at the Missouri S&T College in Rolla, Missouri. I'm Red Bull Mike Grace. You're listening to the Fair PFAN Halftime Report. And let's take a look at our score here in the first half. Fair Bobcats outscored Steelville 16-12 in the first quarter. Steelville outscored Fair 9-8 in the second quarter. That's why we've got a three-point ball game. Fair leads it 24-21. First half story for the Fair Bobcats are led by Gage Smith with six in the game. A three-pointer for Gates. The only made three-pointer by the Fair Bobcats tonight. Jordan Andrews has scored five, four apiece for Keaton Nicholson and Aiden Burns, two for Lane Grimes, and three for Landry Pitts. All six Bobcats that have played have scored in the first half. For Steelville, they're led by John Bryce. He's got nine, five for Wyatt Harris, including the only made three-pointer for Steelville, 4 points for Landon Mabe, one for Toby Brown, and two for Carson Mullen. And again, neither team in any foul trouble. One foul on Diaz, two on Bryce, and one on Mullen for Steelville. The Fair Bobcats, Landry Pitts, Jordan Andrews, Keith Nicholson, and Aiden Burns each have one foul in the first half. Well, teams made their way back out on the court. We're getting ready to start the second half. We'll be back in just 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection, so come to West Plains where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back here at the Gibson Arena, getting ready for the start of our second half. Ken Fair with the three-point lead, 24-21, over the Steelville Cardinals. And of course, again, the winner moves on in the state tournament. Will move to the quarterfinals on Saturday at Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Steelville starts the second half with basketball. A chance to get back to win one, maybe tie it up if they want to hit one from downtown. Steelville got it open, Mabe. Both teams go back to the starters on the floor. Mabe gets it up on a high post. So give and go, pulls up the fadeaway jumper, good. Landon Mabe with his first point of the second half. It's back to a one-point game. Here comes Fair the other way. Gage Smith running in the lane, throws up a one-hander. No good. The rebound taken by Steelville. Here come the Cardinals with a chance to take the lead again. They led briefly in the first half. They dump one down low for Mullen. Mullen, pull-up jumper. No good. That's outside lane. Rebound controlled by Jordan Andrews. Here come the Bobcats looking to add to their lead. Andrews. Kicks it back out for Gage Smith. Gage will take it around to the left side of the floor, bounce it on the high post to Burns. Burns spins, looking to go to the basket. Trying to pass it back outside. It's stolen by Mabe. Mabe driving the floor, throws it up one-handed. No good. Good defensive play there by Aiden Burns to bother the shot. Mayer got the rebound coming the other way. Smith bounces it down to Nicholson. Nicholson pulls up the shot. No, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. He gets fouled on by number 40. That'll be Carson Mullen for Steelville. First foul of the second half. Keaton Nicholson to the free throw line will shoot two for the Fair Bobcats. They are up one. Nicholson fires first free throw, and it's good. Very good free throw shooter, Keaton Nicholson. He's got 5 points now. Four different Bobcats have scored at least 4 points in the game. Now three different Bobcats have scored at least five. And another one is up and good for Nicholson. Nicholson with six, tied for the game high for Thayer. And Thayer back up by three here, 26-23. Bobcats extending the defense way out on the floor. Steel Hill's been able to capitalize. Moving away from the wall. Here's a steal by the Bobcat. Aiden Burns driving down the floor. Oh, trying to get it down to Andrews, but it was too late on the pass. Too late on the pass. Andrews couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Steelville going to get it back, and they are going to throw on full court pressure. They are throwing on the 2-2-1. Diaz inbound for Steelville. Oh, almost stolen by Burns. They get it to Mullins. Mullins back on the right side to Bryce. Bryce lobs up across the timeline to Mabe. Mabe swings it over to Mullen. Now down the left corner to Harris for three. That one's off the mark, and rebound taken by Thayer. Here comes the Bobcat. Out by three with a basketball. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Gage Fitz brings it across the timeline. He's off to Andrews. Andrews off to Lane Grimes, driving down the baseline. Gets it back outside to Andrews for three. Just good. Jordan Andrews with a three-pointer. The Thayer Bobcat three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Health Square Orthopedics. Thayer Bobcat back up by six. That matches their biggest lead of the ballgame at 29-23. Mabe with it for Steelville. Got a little backdoor cut. There is a Bryce up with a shot. No good. Mullen with a rebound. Follows it back up in for Steelville. Second bucket of the night for the big 6'3 sophomore. There comes the Bobcat. Gage Fitz hands it to Jordan Andrews. Andrews pull up three. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound taken by Bryce for Steelville. Here comes Bryce. Leads it up to Diaz. Faces up the left side. Got it down to the baseline. High arching shot blocked by Nicholson. Player with a rebound. Bobcats coming the other way. That's a Gage Fitz going all the way to the rack. Lays it up and in. Gage Fitz now with eight. And Thayer's run the lead out to 31-25. 6 point lead again for the Thayer Bobcats. All down the left side to Steelville. Mabe has got it. Down in the corner to Harris. Harris back to Mabe. Mabe into the lane. Oh, we're going to get a blocking foul on Gage Pitt. Wow. Gage trying to draw the charge. He'll be called for the block, and that will send Mabe to the free throw line for Steelville. Foul on Gage Pitt will be his first of life. And each team called for one here in the third quarter. 5 minutes to go in the period. 6 point Thayer Bobcat lead, Steelville at the line. First free throw is up and good for number 24, Landon Mabe. Mabe now with 7 points in the ball game. Substitution for Steelville. Harris will check out. Number 30, Toby Brown, a 6'1 senior, back in for Coach John Tully and the Steelville Cardinals. Second free throw is up and no good. Keith Nicholson down rebound. Thayer Bobcat going the other way. Lane Grimes races up the left side. Gives the ball to the trailer. That is Andrews. Trying to get set up, looking for a screen out on top. Now swing the right side to Burns. Down to Gage Fitz on the wing. Back out top for Burns. Down the left side of the lane. Out to Grimes for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And finally, Steelville came out of there with it. Number 22 is Diaz. Feeds it over to Bryce. Bryce. Back to Diaz to Bryce. And now to Mabe. Mabe holds it on the right side wing. Cross court it goes. For Diaz, goes down to the baseline. Didn't find a shot. Leads it back outside for Brown. Brown on top to Mabe. Down by five. 31-26. Steelville very patient here. Now a wild shot. And it's no good. Rebounded by Jordan Andrews. And here comes the Bobcat. Coach Fitz says, go, go, go. Got it down to Gage Fitz in the lane. Dumps it off inside. Shot is up. No good by Nicholson. And Grimes follows it up with a tip-in. Lane Grimes with a tip-in for two. And Steelville wants a timeout. They're about to have out to a 7-point lead, 33-26, with 4 minutes to go in the third. We'll take timeout. We're back in third on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
First
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back after the timeout. Bama Bobcats now have opened up a 33-26 lead, 7-point advantage. That is the biggest lead of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat supporters helping to bring you the game tonight. And by the way, what are we doing here? It is a Steelville ball. Yeah, Thayer just had a made basket when Steelville called the timeout. So Steelville triggered in. They got it to Mabe. Mabe got the inbound Thayer, a little 2-2-1 pressure here in the backcourt. Diaz with it now, surveys the court, puts it on the floor. Going to have to hurry. Oh, there's a kickball. We're getting very close to the 10-second call. And when Diaz went to pass it, it was kicked by Aiden Byrne. So Thayer Bobcats putting on the pressure defense. Nobody for Thayer with more than one foul, so they can afford to really, really get after it defensively. Here's a steal by Gage Pitt. Who will drive for the layup? Thayer up by nine as he picked the pocket of Diaz. Diaz got it over to Mabe in the backcourt. Mabe back to Diaz. To Mabe. Back to Diaz. Trying to get it across the timeline. He still hasn't got it across. Oh, that should have been 10 seconds. Mabe with it on the other end. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Byrne. Byrne's long pass up the floor. Taken by Andrew. Jordan weaves through traffic. He shoots and scores. Jordan Andrews with 10 points in the game. Thayer up now by 11. And Steelville wants another timeout. 37-26. Ball Ben Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Steelville Cardinals 13-5 here in the third quarter. In the first 5 minutes, they've opened up a 11-point lead, 37-26, with 3:13 to go. And here's Thayer almost throw the inbound pass again. Ball loose in the backcourt, still on the floor. Finally, Steelville got it. Diaz, long pass up the court, and he threw it away. It's out of bounds, and the Thayer Bobcat defense absolutely shutting down Steelville with the full-court press. Full-court press absolutely shut Steelville down, and Thayer now with a chance to go up 13. Burns off the inbound, brings the ball up across the timeline for Thayer. Leads it out to Gage Pitt, right side to Andrews. Andrews will take it to the top of the key, bring it over to Landry Pitt. Landry now to Gage on the left side wing. Gage will bring it back out top, leads it over to Burns. Burns now to Landry. Landry back to Burns on top, fakes the three, goes down the left side of the lane, little turnaround jumper, bingo. Aiden Byrne with 6 points in the game now. And Thayer is running away from Steelville. Again, backcourt pressure by the Bobcats. Steelville breaks it this time to Diaz. Diaz, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. And that breaks about an 8-0 run. Diaz with the bucket, his first of the night. And Thayer now brings up across the timeline. 2:18 to go. In our third quarter, Bobcats up by 11. Byrnes with it on the right side wing. Takes it to the free throw line. Backs down the defender, now gives to Gage Pitts. He weaves through the lanes, brings it up on the wing, gets it back outside to Jordan Andrews. They're running a little clock here, resting on offense. Andrews looking to get a four low, get a little one-on-one. Now gives up to Gage Pitts, pulls up, elbow jumper, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor. Andrews has got it, forces one up, no. And, oh, no foul called there. Wow. And here's backcourt pressure after the rebound. And Steelville got it across the timeline, got it up the floor. Ball knocked away by the defense, going to go out of bounds. It is off the hands of Thayer. It'll be Steelville ball. Gage Pitts almost got the steal, and the ball went over to Bryce, and Bryce almost had it stolen by Burns. It went off of Burns' hands out of bounds. Steelville will trigger it in. Goes to Mabe. Mabe out on the floor. Gives to Diaz. Diaz bounces one left side for Brown. Toby Brown trying to get it to the high post. Does. Now back outside. Diaz for three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Jordan Andrews. And here come the Bobcats. Minute 20 to go in the third. Bobcats get it down to Gage Pitts. Driving the baseline. Goes in for the shot. No good. But he is fouled on the play. That'll be on number 32, John Bryce. After having a big first half with 9 first-half points, John Bryce has not scored here in the third quarter. Bobcats have just denied him the ball. And Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats to shoot 2. Minute 15 to go in the third. Thayer up at 11, 39-28. Gage set to put another one up. It is. Well, the first one up is no good. Dropped off the right side of the rim. Gage will shoot another here with a minute 15 to go. You joined us late. The Licking Lady Wildcats advanced to the state quarterfinals with a win tonight over Steelville. Here's the second free throw for Gage Pitts. He's got 11 to lead Thayer in scoring tonight. Steelville looking inbound, and it's a steal by Andrews. Puts it up and in off the window. Jordan Andrews stole the inbound pass. Steelville inbounds it again. And this time they get it across the timeline to Mullen. Mullen gives it back out to Mabe. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Their defense has been impressive. Here's Mabe going down to the baseline, going to pull up with a shot. And he's going to get fouled. Shot was blocked by Gage Pitts. And they're going to call a foul on Keaton Nicholson. Well, Nicholson picks up the second. He is the first Bobcat with 2 fouls in this game. They are up by a score 42-29 as Mabe hits the free throw. Mabe now with 8 points in the ballgame. And we'll shoot one more. This one is up, and it is good. So Mabe with 9. And Thayer's got it inbounds with 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. Andrews in the backcourt. And up across the timeline to Burns. Burns on the wing. Moves into the free throw circle. Goes down the right side of the lane. Back out front it goes and ends up in the hands of Jordan Andrews on the left side wing. Andrews out on top to Burns. Now over to Gage Pitts. Gage back over to Andrews. Andrews back to Landry. Now to Burns. Burns moves to the elbow with the dribble. Got up to Gage. Back to Burns. Going to the bucket. Misses it. Keaton Nicholson with a tip in. Nicholson with 8 points on the line. He got fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Keaton Nicholson gets fouled on the play by number 30, Toby Brown. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the 3-point play. Nicholson now for the Thayer Bobcats with 8 points, looking for his 9th in the ballgame. The big senior has been there. Oh, and that one wouldn't go in. Rebound is tipped and out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews got up above everybody, tried to tip that thing to himself, and it went out of bounds on the sideline. So Steelville will inbound it down by 14, 44-30. Still having trouble in the backcourt. Almost another steal by Burns. Steelville got it across the timeline to Mabe. Long shot is no good. Rebound taken by Landry Pitts with 8 seconds. Got it to Gage. Gage with 5. Crosses the timeline to Andrews. He has the ball poked away. Oh, no. The official says off the hands of Andrews. No, that's a bad call. This was cut with off his foot. There's no way. Anyway, Steelville will inbound it with 2.3 seconds to go. Long baseball pass is going to be intercepted by Nicholson. Here's a half-court shot going the other way. No good. That's the end of 3 quarters. Our score, 44-30. The Thayer Bobcats outscore Steelville 20-9. And have a 14-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take time out. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Econ Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
all-day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn up there, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
And we're back after the timeout. Fayer Bobcats are going to have the ball to open the fourth quarter. They lead it by 14 over the Steelville Cardinals here in the state sectional at the Gibson Arena on the campus of Missouri S&T in Rolla. Bobcats inbound, got the ball to Jordan Andrews. Andrews attacking the basket, and he scores! Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, with 14 to lead all scorers on the line. And the Fayer Bobcats lead it by 16. Steelville breaks the full court pressure. They'll take it down to the baseline. Got it down there to Bryce. Bryce tied up in the corner. Almost a five-second call now. Steal by Burns. Burns got it out to Gage Pitts. He will drive for the layup. It's good. Gage Pitts with 13. And again, here comes Steelville. They're trying to hurry. Got the ball to Bryce. Bryce pull up jumper at the elbow. No good. Rebound. Aiden Burns. And he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Steelville basketball off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Steelville, kind of speed things up a little bit here. They're down by 18, 48-30. Folks, this was a three-point game at halftime. Thayer led 24-21. And they stuck on that full-court press, and they have absolutely dominated the second half. Steelville now with the ball, got it over to Mabe on the right side off the inbound. He'll take it out, Chop. Trying to find a shot. Bobcats just not giving up any perimeter shots. Here to give down to Diaz. Diaz, fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Good! That was a nice shot by Connor Diaz, his second bucket. And the Thayer Bobcats break the full court pressure. Gage Fitz takes it all the way into the lane. Brings it back out front. Thayer can afford to run a little clock here. We're down under 7 minutes to go in the game. Thayer with a 16-point lead. Got the ball to Gage Fitz. Takes the drive to the bucket. Just about. Defense almost fell down on that play. Gage pulls it back out, gives it to Andrews. Andrews now looking to make a move. In the middle of the lane, ties it down to Burns for three in the corner. It's good. Aiden Burns with a three in the corner. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Thayer now up by 19. And here's Steelville breaks the full-court pressure. Got the ball to Mabe. Mabe pull-up jumper in the lane. No good. Andrews down the rebound. Thayer coming the other way with a five-on-one. Andrews all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. And Bobcats have absolutely wore out the Steelville Cardinals. Thayer had a 5-on-1 off a missed shot. Steelville with the basketball. Got up across the timeline to Harris. Harris going back to Mabe. Pull-up jumper. Rims off no good. Rebound off to the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts with it. Feeds it up to midcourt to Burns. Burns going to take it to the right side. Pull it up on the wing. Got it down to Keaton Nicholson on the baseline. Keaton will take it back out top for Gage Pitts. Gage working down the middle of the lane, going up with a shot that is blocked, but he's going to get fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. I was going to say on the floor. On the floor, they will inbound it. Fouls on number 24. That is Landon Mabe. Mabe called for his first. That is team foul number four on Steelville with 5:38 to play in the game. And Thayer making a substitution here. Gage Pitts is going to come out. Lane Grimes will check in for Thayer Bobcats. Thayer up by 21, 53-32 with 5:38 to go in the game. Bobcats running the inbound play. Got it to Keaton Nicholson. Way out front. He'll hand off to Andrews. And the Bobcats will start the offense from there. Andrews takes it to the right side of the floor. Backs it out. Feeds it around to Burns. Burns fakes a pass. Now driving in the lane. Pulls up from 12 feet. That one's too hard off the rim. Rebound. Keaton Nicholson to the Thayer Bobcats. Kicks it back out front. Thayer got it back to Andrews. Andrews lays one up. Oh, couldn't spin in it off the window. And a rebound taken by Steelville. Mabe got it. Mabe up to Mullen. Mullen, he's over to Diaz. Diaz pulls up just outside the lane with a shot no good. And a rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with four players with at least 8 points in the ballgame tonight. Led by the All-Stater Jordan Andrews. And Thayer now, your coach Pitts in a four-game. Out on top is Landry Pitt. Now over to Jordan Andrews. We're down to 4:40 to play in the game. Thayer up by 21. Steelville has only scored what, 11 points in the entire second half. Bobcat defense has been really good. Bobcats, on the other hand, have scored a bunch. Thayer with a 21-point lead and the ball. Landry Pitt down the left side corner for Grimes. Back out front to Burns. Burns looking down the left side of the lane. Got it back to Grimes in the corner. Fakes the three. Feeds it back out to Burns. Now to Andrews. Andrews dumps it down to Nicholson in the corner. Back out front. Here's Landry Pitt to give it to Nicholson. Driving down the baseline. He scores! Keaton Nicholson, the third Thayer Bobcat in double figures. And it's 55-32. And Steelville wants a timeout. Thayer Bobcats lead it big with 4 minutes to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30. Yep, we'll take a minute. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Oh, the number one ranked Thayer Bobcats were challenged for a half, but they stuck the defense up, picked up a notch defensively in the third quarter, outscoring Steelville 20-9. And then so far in the fourth quarter, it's been all Thayer. Bobcats lead it now 55-32. We're down to under 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Steelville just hadn't had an answer in the second half for the Bobcat defense. And here's Steelville with the basketball, by the way. Number 32, Bryce with it. Now to Mabe. And he'll give it off to Harris. Harris powers it in the lane. Back outside to Mabe. Free throw line jumper is up off the front rim. No good. And they're just having a real problem trying to find any open shot. Their defense has been really good here in the second half. And here come the Bobcats with the basketball. We're down to 3:26 to go. Well, if Thayer Bobcats hold on here tonight and move on to the state quarterfinals for a second straight year. Here's Andrews down the middle of the lane offensively. Has the shot blocked, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 40, Carson Mullen. And Andrews will go to the line. Jordan with 16 tonight for Thayer. Gage Pitts with 13. Keaton Nicholson with 10. Aiden Burns with 9. And Andrews at the free throw line, shooting two. First one is up and no good off the side of the rim. 3:16 to play. I want to say thanks to some of the Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer. Second free throw for Andrews is good. And again, Thayer, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Steelville inbounds the ball. Now Thayer backs it off. Down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Diaz crosses the timeline for the Cardinals. Works it on the right side for Bryce. John Bryce. We'll feed it around the horn for Mabe. Logan Mabe, or Landon Mabe, I'm sorry. Now goes left side to Bryce. Bryce driving down to the baseline. Bobcats don't let him give a shot. Got it to Mabe. Mabe steps to the bucket and scores. That's a nice play. Mabe becomes the first Cardinal in double figures. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. 2:40 to play in the game. Ball goes to the right side for Andrews. Andrews takes it down to the baseline on the dribble drive. Feeds out to Burns. Now over to Gage Pitt. Gage just holds it on the left side wing. Clock is running. And Thayer with a 22-point lead. Gave it off to Grimes. Grimes feeds it out to Burns on top. Way out near midcourt. Burns. Little dribble drive. Dribble away from the defender. Looking to get rid of it. Does. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to get it over to Gage Pitts. And threw it just a little bit behind him. Ball goes out of bounds. So Thayer turns it over with a 22-point lead. 2:17 to go in the ballgame. Well, boys, stay tuned after the ball game. We'll talk with Coach Matt Pitch of the Thayer Bobcats about this one. Steelville working around the perimeter of the Bobcats zone defense. Mabe with it. Now gives it to the high post to Mullen. Mullen back off to Mabe. Throws up a shot. It's good. A little give and go. And Mabe now with 13 points in the game to lead Steelville. Mabe, a 6'1 junior. Here's a foul in the backcourt as Mabe will foul Gage Pitch. I think he got him right across the face. Goes over and shakes his hand and says, sorry about that, man. And with a minute 54 to go, Fair will inbound the ball. That is team foul number 6 on Steelville. Fair Bobcats will bring it up with a 20-point lead. A minute 51 to go. Jordan Andrews working in the backcourt. Brings Diaz across the timeline. Feeds off to Gage Pitch. Swings it over to Grimes. Now to Burns. And Burns, trying to get away from the defense, is going to get fouled by Wyatt Harris, number 15. Only one made three-pointer for Steelville tonight. That was by Wyatt Harris. Fair Bobcats have hit 1, 2, 3 in the game. Bobcats have just really been just attacking the basket all night long. Here's the free throw for Burns. That gives him double figures with 10. And 4 Bobcats in double figures tonight. Everybody that's played has scored at least 3. Now the free throw is up. Oh, that one rims out on Aiden. And the Fair Bobcats, or the Steelville Cardinals, comes down with the rebound. 21-point lead for Steelville. They've got it on the right side. Minute 32 to go in the game. As a backdoor cut attempt, ball is knocked away by the defense. Ball loose on the floor. There's a scramble after it. And Steelville comes out with it. They feed it on the left side for Bryce. Into the lane. Count it. And they're going to call a foul. Minute 19 to go in the game. Bryce and Gage Pitch walks up with a big smile, says, nice move, man. Bryce hit the shot, a little running one-hander. And the foul on Gage Pitch will be his 2nd of the game. And Bryce will go to free throw line to complete the 3-point play here. Minute 19 to go. All over but the shouting at the Gibson Arena in Rolla, Missouri, Steelville. A fine season for them. 20-7, District 9 champion. Their season looks like going to come to a close here tonight. Bryce misses the free throw. Rebound controlled by Burns. Burns will bring it up out of the backcourt with 1 minute to go in the ball game. This is a young Steelville bunch, too. They'll be right back here a year from now. You can bet on that. They're a good-looking basketball team. Hey, Bobcats control the ball outside. Andrews has got it. He weaves into the lane. Now back to back out. Now going back to the bucket. Feeds it out to Grimes. Lane back over to Gage Pitt with 54 seconds to go in the game. Here's the give to Nicholson. Nicholson puts it on the floor. Out to Andrews. Andrews going to the rack. Lays it up over the front of the rim and good. Andrews now with 19. And we got a Steelville player down. I mean, Andrews absolutely faked him. And that's the kid wearing the big knee brace. That is Mullen. He tried to keep up with Andrews. Andrews gave him a fake, and he went the other way. And he comes out of the ball game. Fair now making substitutions. Asa Walsh, Rowan Spencer, Mark Spencer, Easton Vick, and Brandon Prince in the ball game. And your Fair Bobcats come off the court. And they're going to win their 27th game of the year. They lead about 21 points with 44 seconds to go. Substitution for Steelville. Diaz comes off the floor. Number 23, a 6'5 freshman, Gage Harris, will check in. And Mabe coming off the floor for Steelville. Number 30 checks back in. That is Toby Brown, a senior. Going to get a chance to end out his career on the floor. Number 44, another junior, Cole Barton, is in for Steelville. Ball now to Brown. Also number 10, Daniel Light, is checking. Number 34 in there, that is Kyle Killeen. Steelville working around the perimeter, down to 25 seconds to go. Got the ball out to Barton. Barton bounces at high post to Killeen. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, volley 4, and out of bounds off the hands of Steelville. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 19 seconds to play in the game. 4 games played. Thayer Bobcat, your coach Fitz says 4 games. We're just going to run it out here. Rowan Spencer bringing it into the front court for the Thayer Bobcat. Holds it out at midcourt. 8 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcat fans are on their feet. The Boo Crew across the way has done a good job tonight. And here we go. Thayer Bobcats are headed to the state quarterfinal as they have come to Rolla and beaten the Steelville Cardinals 59-38.